This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We will have Qiraat by Abdul Rashid Brown.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahi rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون لو متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون لو أنزلنا هذا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون صدق الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في كتاب المبين وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Brothers and sisters in Islam, we say shukran jazilan for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we've once again been granted the opportunity of having our brother from Durban Ahmad Didat on the circuit in Cape Town. We also say shukran to the committee and the imamat of the masjid here, Masjid al-Sabr, for making available the masjid for the da'wah. Ahmad Didat has traveled through many parts of the world, and many of those lectures that he delivered on your and my behalf are available on video cassettes. Please make those available to your family, to your neighbors and your friends. We also have the Holy Quran, which is the translated by Allama Yusuf Ali, and it is sold at the ridiculous price of 5 rands per copy by many for the next generation too. The book They Dare to Speak Out, Paul, by Paul Finley, the ex-congressman of the United States of America, is also available at the fantastic price of 5 rands per copy. On Monday evening, inshallah, at the Good Hope Center, there will be a free issue or a free distribution of the booklet Arabs and Israel Conflict or conciliation. There was an amount of 250,000 of these printed, and the launch will be on Monday night. Anybody who is there on Monday night at the Good Hope Center can get your copy free. And tonight it is the nieuwe verneking of vernekering van die mense wat die Christelike evangelie verkondig. It is the new deceit in Christian evangelism. They have designed a new way of catching your children, catching you if you are not weary, catching me if I'm not weary, and trying to catch our brothers. Without further ado, I will ask Brother Ahmad to deliver us his talk on the new deceit in Christian evangelism.
قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters, though the subject is New Deceit in Christian Evangelism, I started with something, an ayah from the Quran, which has nothing to do with the subject. I got my cue from our Imam for tonight and our young Qari. See, in the Isha, the first rakat, he read portions of the verses in which this verse was included. Then, for our edification and for our pleasure, we asked him to read Iqra'ah. Again, he repeated those verses. Now, these verses reminded me about Qari Abdul Samad Abdul Basit. I think you all know the man. He was here many years ago on a Qiraat tour, and we flocked in our thousands. He also came to Durban, and in the city hall of Durban, packed out, he was reading so many sections of the Quran, and among them was included this portion that our young Qari read this evening. The next day, a doctor friend of mine, who was responsible for the Arabic study circle in Durban, Dr. Dawood Mal, he meets me in the street and he questions me. He said, were you there at the city hall yesterday? I said, yes. He's asking me, did you cry? Did you cry? I said, yes, for two reasons. He's asking, what are those two reasons? So I said, you see, I don't know Arabic. I don't know Arabic as a language. But I do know some extracts from the Quran, some verses whose meaning I seem to understand, because I have been paying attention to those verses and their meaning. So I know what the person is talking about. So I said, you see, Qari Abdul Samad Abdul Basit, in the Qira'at that he read these words in his beautiful, beautiful incantation, you know, his unique manner. People describe it as a voice from heaven. His voice was a voice from heaven. His breath control, unequaled. A man who can keep on reading for 2 minutes continuously without breaking his breath. Breath control, unequaled. In his inimitable manner, he's reading these words. Of course, if I try to imitate, I'll be murdering it. But you can understand, you'll appreciate my difficulty, but I'll try. He's reading, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ, you know, his usual thing. على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. When he's reading that, when we understand the meaning, he's saying that if this Quran had been sent down, Allah is saying, upon the mountains would have shattered and shaken and broken to pieces. In his beautiful manner, he is reading that, and I seem to understand what he's saying. And then he changes his tone. Speaking tone. He says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَدْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. As if he's speaking. He spoke it. Our Qari also, he changed. I was paying attention. He also changed his tone. But maybe we didn't catch the joke. Because if he started on a talking tone, you'll think something has gone wrong with him. So he still had a little more sonorous manner of delivering the warning. That we are telling you this, Allah said, that you may imbibe some lessons from this, that you may think. Again he starts, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا, in his usual, 2 minutes. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِّنْ خَشَةِ اللَّهِ. 1 breath, 2 minutes. Then he says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَدْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So we are telling you this, that you may think. Now his beautiful sonorous voice, the manner in which he recites makes you to cry involuntarily. Without you understanding the meaning, you and I have been crying without understanding the meaning. The music of his eloquence, the manner in which he reads it, that itself it moves people to tears, even without understanding. If you understand, it's all the more reason why tears should flow down our eyes, our cheeks. And then he's telling, he says, look, we are telling you this, Allah is telling, we are telling you this, that you may think. I says, you know, I know that 99% of my brethren there, nobody understood what was going on. There are 2 reasons for crying. Number 1 reason was the sound, the music, the rhythm, the style of his recitation makes you to cry. 1 reason. 2nd reason, the man is telling you, Allah is telling you through him, that look, we are telling you this, that you may think. And nobody catches the joke. This is a sad part of our Muslims all over the world. In the non-Arab world, all of us, we bacha the Quran, we say, we recite the Quran beautifully, alhamdulillah. Most especially, my Malay brethren, they read beautifully. They are nearest to Basit, they are nearest to the Arab recitation. But the bulk of us, whether Malay or Indian Muslim, or Muslims in Turkey, wherever, they don't seem to understand the message. This is, I have to share it with you, because for some reason, the Qari, in his Salat he read it, and again in his Qiraat he read it. I said, now let me share this with you before proceeding into the subject. New deceit in Christian evangelism. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. Allah bari ta'ala gives us an eternal reminder about the relationship that would exist, that was existing and would exist between us, the Muslims, and the Jews and the Christians. That, O Muslims, the Jews and the Christians will never, never be satisfied with you. Wallan. Lan in Arabic is a double negative. No, never, never. Most certainly not. The Jews and the Christians will never, never be satisfied with you, O Muslims, unless you follow their brand of religion. And that reminder is there with us. They give us a constant reminder. The Jews actually have fallen out of the race in wanting to convert us. In the early days of Islam, they were telling the early Muslims, he said, what are you following this man Muhammad, an ummi, a man who doesn't know how to read or write? He's going to mislead you. He'll take you to hell. You want to go to heaven? Follow us. You become a Jew if you want to go to heaven. The Christian says, you want to go to heaven? Become a Christian. The Jews have fallen out of that race in wanting to convert anybody. They have made the religion a racial religion. You have to be born a Jew to be a Jew. They don't want you. But the Christian is there, an eternal reminder for us. He's knocking at our doors. And he has created new and new methods, new and new deceits, manner of deceiving the Muslims, catching fish. The fisherman knows. I don't know how many of you people in the Cape usually go fishing, but I'm sure you have some idea that to catch different type of fish, you need different type of bait. Different fish are attracted to different types of baits. In my part of the country, you know, when the shad season, they call it shad, the sardine season, when it goes, there's the shad fish that follows the shad. And if you want to catch the shad, we have to put sardines to catch them. Shrimps or prawns won't do. For other types, you need worms. For another type, you need something else and something else. Different type of fish require different type of bait. If you are a fisherman, if you are a good fisherman and you are aiming for what you want, you have to use the right bait. Now the Christians have discovered that. They have been studying us. Muslims all over the world, they have been studying us, they're watching. They conquered our lands. Malaysia, they conquered. Indonesia, they conquered. India, my land, they conquered. Egypt, they conquered. In all the Muslim countries, almost every nation, except for about three, during 1918, only about three nominally independent nations existed. Otherwise, the whole Muslim world was under subjugation by the Christians. Whichever way you look, Christian domination. They conquered us, they ruled us. They enslaved us. And they wanted to convert us. But one thing to convert us, they were watching our behavior. They watched the Muslim child going to the madrasa. He sees a piece of paper, the little child, and something is written in Arabic. The child picks it up, he kisses it, folds it and puts it in his Quran, or puts it in his bag. Am I wrong? A Muslim child or an old man, you see anything written in Arabic, we know it's written in Arabic, and the only Arabic we have been used to seeing is the Arabic of the Quran. We didn't know that you can write Lady Chatterley's lover in this script. We didn't know, wallah. Anything you see in Arabic is Allah's kalam. Pick it up, kiss it, put it in the book, in the Quran. Whether it's Arabian Nights, filthy, dirty stories, written in Arabic, torn into pages, thrown about, the old man, the young man, anybody, everybody, picks it up, put it in the Quran. Am I right or wrong? We still do that. We'll still do it. Suspecting that it is Allah's kalam. People can play a big joke on us. You know, filthy, dirty stories. Pornography can be written in Arabic. Do you know that? Pornography, you know, about filthy, dirty things. About sex. In Arabic. There are books in Arabic. And if the guy tears it and throws it around here, or in Mitchell's Plain or wherever, the Muslim, young and old, there's nothing to laugh at. See, it's our psychology. We are trained. Because in our mind, this associates with the Quran. That script. And Allah will reward us for this. Wallah. Even if it's a book of pornography, you pick up those pages and you kiss it, Allah will reward you for that. Because why did you do it? You did it because of the love of Allah's kalam. That this is how Allah's kalam looks, so we respect it. We don't know what it is. Allah will reward you. But the Christian was watching. Say, this Sulla fellow, this Moorish. This, I can see that he'll bite that calligraphy. So, he says, right, let us catch fish with that calligraphy. And I got caught. You know, I'm supposed to be more learned than most of you. You agree? In your mind, of course. You think, you know, Didat is a very, very learned fellow. In your mind, you think, therefore you respect me, you honor me, you say, come uncle, talk to us, I'm talking to you. You don't know how poor I am in Arabic, you don't know. But you think this guy is great, because he's standing in front of you and talking, sharing with you his thoughts. I get caught, I'm in Pakistan. I deliver a lecture, houses. After the lecture, you know, the people want to pump your hand for blessings. You want to get blessings. And I tell you something peculiar about the Malays. In Malaysia, in Singapore, not only they shake hand, but they want to kiss your hand. Every Malay wants to kiss your hand. Fortunately, you people don't go to that extreme. But they, your brothers, your cousins, your uncles, everybody want to kiss the hand. So at first I was resistant. I said, no, you know, you want to kiss my hand. I said, But for how long? You know, I wasn't this old. I was about 10 years younger than this when I went. Then I said, right, go ahead. What can you do? You're going to fight everybody? Huh? I don't want you to kiss my hand. And everybody is forcing. So I said, go ahead, now kiss. So the Pakistan is not so bad. It was not so good. They're shaking hand. There comes along a young boy, about 11 or 13 year old, bareheaded. A lot of Muslims, they don't put anything on. They don't have nothing on their heads. Even in masjids they come along. You know, they have different types of different standards. More especially the Indian Muslim is getting very bad with that. I'll be speaking on that topic. If the label shows your intent, wear it. It was announced, I don't know where, but it'll be in one of these talks. So this young boy hands to me these beautiful, I don't know what you call this, this beautiful calligraphy. He hands me like this. He's giving me like this. Can you see something written on it? Can you read it, Akhi? Try, don't be afraid. You see, I saw this as Allah Muhammad. And I wanted to kiss it. I'm still old-fashioned. But people not giving me a chance to kiss it. So I put it in my pocket and carried on, shaking hands. In Karachi, I had no time to take them out of the pocket. When I go to Dubai from there, in my hotel, I'm sitting on my bed and I'm clearing my pockets. I take them out. And I read, Allah Muhammad. That's what it looks like. Then, something here, gold, beautiful. All these are stickers. This is a sticker. You just tear it off and put it in the Quran. Abbana. So I'm thinking, it's Rabbana, Atina, Fiddunya, Hasanatam, Wa Fil Akhirati Hasanatam, Wa Qina Azaban Nar. That's what goes through my mind. Then something else I can't understand. Then I turn them upside down, the back. As it says there, the Lord's Prayer. So what do you mean the Lord's Prayer? These Pakistanis got something new. You know? At first I was jealous. These Pakistanis beat me. You know, we produce good books, wallah. You know the book that Akhi was showing? Our books are good. Look at this. Crucifixion or Crucifixion, we have done more than 200,000 so far. Beautiful production. Free, of course. This one here, Arabs and Israel, Conflict or Conciliation. There are 16 four-color pictures inside. 16. Four-color job. Beautiful production. 80 pages. Free. Beautiful production. Our production is good. When you take it, you'll have to agree that it's good production. But these Pakistanis beat me. And Allah allows you that. Allah allows you that in the Holy Quran. He says, compete with one another in good works. Fastabiqul khairat. In good works, compete, try and beat one another. So these guys beat me, my Pakistani brothers. But now this is something funny. The Lord's Prayer. So I turn again. What do you mean the Lord's Prayer? I was thinking it's Rabbana, Atina, Fid Dunya, Hasanatu. Now I'm looking carefully, it says Abbana. So, this is, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name in Arabic. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is Allah Muhammad. Allah Muhammad. No, this is Allah Muhabba. God is love. This is not in the Quran. Allah Bari Ta'ala gives us some 99 attributes in the Holy Quran. He's Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir. 99 attributes. But love, hubb, is not one of them. God is love. Allah Muhabba. Allah Muhabba. They caught me fish. They caught me fish. What about you, my brother? What about the Pakistanis? If I can get caught, not only me, I'll go to Saudi Arabia. An old sheikh, Arab, Saudi. I show him. I say, Ya sheikh, I got this in Pakistan. He says, Allah Muhammad. He's reading, Allah Muhammad. And it just came out of Allah Muhammad. I say, Ya Akhi, have another good look. He says, Allah Muhammad. I say, Ya Shaykh, please have a good look. Then he says, Allah Muhabba. He says, right. It can catch an Arab Shaykh. It can catch an Indian Shaykh. What about a Malay Shaykh? Catch anybody. New methods, new deceits, way of catching people. So you take it home, you kiss it, and you put it on the wall. You put it in the Quran. Then if this is a bit too small for you, of course in book form. I don't know how many of you have seen this before. Put up your hands. Anybody has seen this before? This is a Cape Town production. You haven't seen it?
You're not so lucky that means. If you are not so lucky. This is the Cape Town production. Al Kitab. You think it's a Muslim publication, you're going to kiss it and take it home. This is the Christianity. Christian mission is giving you a Bible course. Al Kitab. Deceit, new and new ways of deceiving the people, catching fish. And we are getting caught. Don't be too arrogant. Look at this. How they make you to keep, retain. In case you recognize, let's say you recognize that this is Christian mischief. It says here, Christian witness among Muslims. You don't read that. But now you see a Muslim, maybe a Ghanaian or a Nigerian or a Sudanese. The picture here. He's reading the tasbih, subha. What do you call it? Subhanallah, subhanallah. What do you call that? Yes, tasbih. Yes, we call it tasbih. The Indian Muslims call it tasbih. The Arabs call it subha, subhi, or something. It says here, on the cover, Inna Allaha yubashiruki bi kalimatin minhu ismuhul masih or Isa ibn Maryama. What are you going to do now? Kiss it. Allah's kalam. You recognize those words, don't you? You kiss it. And what you do? Take it home? You're going to burn it? No. You're going to tear it? No. You're going to throw it in the dustbin? No. What are you going to do? Put it next to the Quran. A snake in the house. You're going to look after this snake now. This is a snake in the house, but he's making you to look after it. New deceits, trying to catch fish. And books. They have written some 60,000 books against Islam. Professor Edward Said, he's a Lebanese Christian, he's a professor in America of the Columbia University. He says, as writing about Islam and the Orient burgeoned, means expanded, 60,000 books between 1800 and 1950. In 150 years, 60,000 books have been written against Islam. 60,000 books. And now, they are publishing at such a fast rate that you can never keep count with it. You can never keep count. Our Muslim neighbors, see the masjid, this masjid is the masjid in Regent's Park in London. Our Muslim neighbors, to love a Muslim, a new study, again, our masjid, beautiful, beautiful production. Won't you like to have this book? Who doesn't want it? Who won't have it? Yes, yes, we all want it. Share your faith with a Muslim. Islam and Christian witness. Your Muslim guest. You go into his country, you are his guest. A Christian response to Islam. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. By the minutes, they are turning out hundreds and thousands. By the minute, new productions coming out. The battle is on. How to catch the Muslim fish. And if those things are there, here, all these that you see here, you see, I don't want to pass them on. Usually it has happened in the past. When I pass them on to my brothers, have a closer look, they all don't come back. I'm warning them that this is snake in the house, but still they take them home. They want to steal the snakes, I tell you. Look, all this, these are all Christian. Wallah, these are all Christian production. Each and every one of you and me, Allahu, Yuri, but you think, put it on the wall, no? Yes, all this. And to make it more interesting, here, these beautiful Torahs, look at this. You'll never imagine in 100 years that this is Christianity. This is what the Christians are doing to you. This is what the Christians are doing to you now. They know how to catch the Muslim fish that you will bite. And you know, I've been telling the Arabs, I said, if the Saudi government gives me permission to import this into Saudi Arabia, I can get 1 million copies of this free, absolutely free, and I can sell them a riyal each to the Hajis. And every Haji will take 5 and 10 and 50. You know, your brother who's gone for Hajj, or your father, he'll bring 50 back home. He says, see, I brought this for you. And you'll put it on the wall. when you see the Bible, usually black. Black color. Bible is in black. This is the Bible. This is the usual color of the Bible. Immediately you see this black, you are on guard. People are on guard. When you see this, this is not our book. See, the Bible is usually black. Now, they give you this. You see this? What it says? No greater love. You young men, won't you like to read it? Love, romance. You don't like to read it? Look at this. How, what a beautiful product. Look at the rose. No greater love. What do you think is inside there? It's the Bible. It's the Bible. Inside catching fish. And they're posting this from America. It's costing them about $2 and some 60 cents each posting to every Muslim in Durban. They get the directory. I don't know, you people are not that lucky. Huh? Your father, your dad, God. But this is generally, your names are a bit too much of a mix-up. See, our names, they can recognize, you know, this is a Muslim name, A.R. Brown. You know, the guy, I don't know, how really think that, you know, Abdul Rahim Brown is a A.R. Brown. So Brown must be an English man, or must be a colored man. Yeah. Nobody will think he's a Muslim. Ibrahim Hendricks, H.E. Hendricks, your father. Some Mr. Fenter. Right? So you are not that fortunate like us. They recognize us quicker. You know our names. You see? So the guy knows this is the new Muslim, Indian Muslim, Indian Muslim. They take it off and they say, right, send to these guys. They have printed some 2.7 million so far. Free distribution. But the latest in this deceit is in answer to the Quranic challenge. Allah Bari Dada tells us in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. You know Baqarah? How do you find Baqarah? Yes. You see in the index. If you have this Quran, at the back is an index. See? And the B, just like in a dictionary, you look it up, Baqarah, it says 2. Chapter 2. 2 is easy to find. So, right, I find chapter 2, and I say, ayah number 23, Allah says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَدُعُوا شُهَدَاكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Here is a challenge. Allah is challenging. He said, if you are in doubt, if you have any doubts about this book, about what we have revealed to our servant from time to time, then produce a surah like it. In kuntum sadiqin, if you are speaking the truth. And it continues, وَإِلَّمْ تَفَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عُدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. He says, you will not be able to do it. You will never be able to do it. Allah says, you try, you can't do it, and you'll never be able to do it. So fear the fire whose fuel is men and stones. Wait for Jahannam. He's waiting for you. You wait for Jahannam. For 1400 years, the challenge is there. Produce something like it. Produce something like it. And they have failed to produce anything. But they don't give up. They don't give up. Christians, they have that quality. We must admire, which we haven't got. That patience, that the perseverance that they have, we haven't got it. We don't want to do anything. We want something easy. Laddu, halwa, Turkish delight. You just put it in your mouth and melting moments. Yeah, no exertion. We don't want to do anything. We are right. We are Muslims. Inshallah, we go to heaven. You don't sweat for anything. So, they don't give up. Admire the quality in the Christian. He comes to your house and you give him a hearing. He'll never let you go. You give him a finger, he'll catch you by the hand. You give him your tea and kusistas, he'll be a customer forever. He'll keep on coming back to you. He'll not let go until you are converted or you say, next time you come to my house, I'll put a knife through you. That's the only safety. Otherwise, once you give a smiling face and teas and kusistas, he's a permanent customer. He'll never let you go. We beat a guy in argument, I beat him in argument, finish. You know, the guy was telling me this, that, then I gave him an uppercut. Not the physical one, intellectual. I knocked him out. Finish. Very happy. Not that guy. Once he knocked you out, he'll keep on coming again and again and again until you are converted. Now, Allah's challenge, 1400 years. So they had a project, 16-year project, and they produced it. Something like the Quran. Now, my brethren among you here, anybody who can read Arabic? Can you read Arabic? You can read Arabic. Not the Quranic Arabic, generally Arabic. So the Quranic Arabic, as we know, nicely, nice, bold, round hand, is much easier to read. Anybody else? I have that you can read. I want somebody else also. I want two volunteers. You are the one. Anybody else who can read Arabic? You will. Right. This is the New Testament in Arabic. The so-called Injil, what they call their Injil, which is not Injil. This is the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. You see, they're pushing it down your throat as an Injil. This is in Arabic. They have this in 2,000 different languages. They have 11 different Arabic Bibles for the Arabs. Different dialects, different scripts. No excuse that they say, well, I can't read. This script is a bit difficult like us, for us. This is difficult. You see, most of us, you can't read this. Therefore, I said now, somebody who can read Arabic, not the Quran. Quranic Arabic, alhamdulillah, most of us can read. Because it was Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra, the right places, and nice, bold handwriting. We can read. This one is a bit more specialized for the Arabs. Come, Akhi, I want you to read this to the people. This is the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. I want you to read this. This chapter here. You read it into the mic.
الإصحاح السابع عشر تكلم يسوع بهذا ورفع عينيه نحو السماء وقال أيها الآب قد أتت الساعة مجد ابنك ليمجدك ابنك أيضا إذ أعطيته سلطانا من كل جسد ليعطي حياة أبدية لكل من أعطيته وهذه هي الحياة الأبدية أن يعرفوك أنت الإله الحقيقي وحدك ويسوع المسيح الذي أرسلته أنا مجدتك على الأرض العمل الذي أعطيتني لأعمل قد أكملته والآن مجدني أنت أيها الآب عند ذاتك بالمجد الذي كان لي عندك قبل كون العالم.
You see, with this, they can't catch the Arab Muslims. His taste is so insipid. You know, it's to the Arab Muslim, he has a good laugh. He says, this guy, they don't know how to write, you know, Arabic. They laugh at this. The language is all like, you know, a children's language. So they says, no, it's not catching fish. The Muslim, you can't catch them. So they produce this one here. They produce this one here, the New Testament, in Quranic Arabic. They have now done this in the Quranic Arabic. Beginning, every chapter begins, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So as soon as you read Bismillah, immediately you are attracted. Well, this must be Allah's Kalam or some Kitab or something or the other. You start reading. The calligraphy is also the Quranic calligraphy. The designs are also Islamic designs. Every chapter, Islamic designs. And begins, it says here, Babu Sakina Maqdisi. See, we have the Quran, the surahs, Makkiya Madaniya. So you used to that, Makkiya Madaniya. Why does this surah was revealed in Makkah or it was in Medina? So it's a Makkiya Madaniya. So there's a Maqdisi. Maqdisi means Baitul Muqaddas in Jerusalem. But it's a Maqdisi. You think something similar to ours, catching fish. See, familiarity. Now, come, Akhi. I want you to read this as you would the beautiful manner in which you read the Quran. We want you to read also the usual, please. You know, nothing extraordinary, but usual what you read, the way you read the Quran. I want you to try and read this. Into the mic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله حقا فآمنوا بي ولا تخافوا إن لكم عند الله جنات نزلا فلأسبقنكم إلى الله لعدها لكم ثم لا تنتنينكم نزلة أخرى وإنكم لتعرفون السبيل إلى قبلتي العليا فقال له توما الحواري مولانا إنا لا نملك من ذلك علما.
You see, if you were fiddling with your radio and Monte Carlo radio is broadcasting this and you just happen, the man starts Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, won't you be caught up? It's a qiraat, you know. And the guy starts Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Any objections? No, it's Quranic. These are words, phrases borrowed from the Quran. Bismillah, borrowed from the Quran. Catching Muslim fish. New deceit. New and new deceit. Ever increasing in the sicknesses. Catching Muslim fish. Catching Arabs. Catching the Arabs out now. What about the Pakistani? What about the Bangladeshi? What about the African Muslim? What about the Malay? Easier fish. We are easier fish. You can't make us. Tuma. Tuma. Tuma means Thomas. No, I think maybe he didn't, you know, pronounce properly. You still listen, keep on listening. You don't say Tuma. This is talking about Thomas. There's no Thomas in the Quran. No, he's still catching. He's just, but he's reading so nicely, so beautifully. It sounds like the Quran, the rhyme and the rhythm of the Quran, like Abdul Samad Abdul Basit. Deceits, new deceits. My dear brothers and sisters, what do you do? What do you do? You going to fight them? No. We can't fight and win. But the battle is on. Allah reminds us, eternal reminder, they'll never, never be satisfied with you, O Muslims, unless you follow their brand of religion. You want peace? Opt to get out of Islam. Become Christians if you want peace. Or change them. You get changed, you become Christian or make them Muslims. There's no other way. There's no sitting on the fence anymore. They won't leave you in peace. That now look, I want to be, I read the tasbih and I read salat and you know, I'm a good Muslim, I go for hajj. That won't save you. It won't save your children. Wallah, it won't save your children. New deceits. They come to you, new methods of propagation. Previously, they came to us, they said, you know, Muhammad was an imposter. He was a false prophet. The Quran is a fabrication. Muhammad copied it from the Jews and the Christians. Muhammad has so many wives. He spread his religion at the point of the sword. That didn't gather honey. See, because now you're on the defensive. You want to fight back. Not so anymore. Now they come to you. Assalamu alaikum. Ya Haji Sahib. Ya Akhi. Muhammad. Ahmad. Whoever you are. Can I have a few minutes with you? Ah, it's a pleasure. Come, come. Most especially is a white man. And if he's got his wife with him, we melt quicker. Come, come. Telling the wife, get tea and samosas ready. Tea and kusistas ready. Mm-hmm. So the guy's asking you, you believe in Jesus? What will you say? What will you? Yes. See, no Muslim is a Muslim if he does not believe in Jesus. Am I right? Yes. We have to believe in all the prophets. He says, you know, he was one of the mightiest messengers of God. You accept that? Yes. You know, Jesus is the Messiah, translated Christ. You accept that? Yes. Allah tells us in the Quran, Masihu Isa ibn Maryama. He is the Messiah, translated Christ. He is the Messiah, he is the Messiah. He is the Christ. You accept that? Yes. Was Muhammad Masihullah? He's asking you now. I said, look, Jesus is Masihullah. Allah is Messiah. Was Muhammad Masihullah? No. He said, what was he? He's Rasulullah. Yes. But you see, Isa is Rasul and Masih in your Quran. Rasulan ila Bani Israel. He's Rasul to Bani Israel. And he's Masih.
Masih Ibn Maryam is Masih and Rasul. Your prophet is only Rasul.
Can you say no?
Look, he's telling you, this is so in the Quran. You say yes. He scored a point. One, Jesus is a degree above Muhammad. One degree above Muhammad. He's not telling you that, but he's proved it to you. See, you know, Jesus was born miraculously, without any male intervention, without a man. You believe that? Yes. He was born miraculously. Was Muhammad so born? Was Muhammad born like that? No. He had a father and a mother. No? Yes. Another degree for Jesus. You know, Jesus, he gave life to the dead. What do you say? Bismillah. By Allah. Did Muhammad give life to the dead, Bismillah? He says, no, not that I know. Another degree for Jesus. Where is your prophet Muhammad? Now, he's buried in Medina. Perhaps his bones have rotted in the grave. So no, we believe he's Hayatul Nabi, he's a living prophet. I say, yes, that's metaphysically, spiritually, but physically, maybe his bones have rotted in the grave. So you say, maybe. Where is Jesus? He's in heaven. He's coming back. I said, yes. He's alive. I said, yes. He's coming back. I said, yes. I said, don't you think God had a purpose in doing all that? He does things for nothing. Without purpose, he does all this. You know, around the corner, next week or so, you're having Eid al-Adha, Qurbani. 2 weeks' time. You're going to have some big fight going on. I'm glad I'll be away. But when the Qurbani time comes, you look for a sheep or a goat or a cow, without any flaw, without blemish, horn not broken, ear not cut, not blind, not limping, right? Yes. So if God Almighty wants to make a sacrifice for His creation, is He going to look for second best? Will He look for second best? When you look for the best, for Qurbani, Allah is going to look for second best. You know who's second best? He's proved it to you. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's proved it to you. That he is second best in everything. Look, Jesus is superior. Now you fight, argue, debate. You'll come out second best also. You are not equipped, my dear friends. I had our Maulvis, you know, the Indian Maulvis, Sheikhs and ours. I'm telling them, I said, come on, answer. Maulvis, equivalent to your Sheikhs and your Imams. I'm asking them, I said, look, this is what the guy is now telling us. Answer that. You just can't say, shh, shh, go away. You are mad. Most especially the Malay, he's militant. See, the Indian can afford to say, hey, go, I don't want to talk to you. Run away. But the Malay is a fighter. You see? And the fighter, when he loses very heavily. Yeah, so. That guy, then he opts to go the other side and he fights back to prove that he hasn't made a mistake. He's on the war path against all Muslims. Once we lose our son, our brother, that guy is going to fight. Really fight. He's going to fight to convert everybody. He wants to prove to you he hasn't made a mistake. And the Christian has got a system. He's making him to memorize verses. And he goes out. I and my father are one. He that has seen me has seen the Father. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The fool might not know anything else, but he's programmed. This is the method. They have methods. They work. We convert somebody, all right. You say, Friday, you know, come to the Salat. And when you meet somebody, say, Salaam Alaikum. You know, and you shake hand like this, like that. Finish. We are satisfied. He's a Muslim now. No, they put you on the war path. And there's no better way to entrench the guy into the religion than making him into a fighter. They make them into, make you into fighters. How do you respond? How do you handle this? Look, our own internal trouble, I said, look, brothers, you go to your sheikhs and imams, solve it with them. Please don't ask me questions. You tell me about the Christian, the Jew, the Hindu, the atheist, that guy said this, and how do we respond? This guy here, you know, he hit me like this, how do I defend myself next time? That is my job. And for that, I have written small booklets, tracts. Christ in Islam.
Free, wallah, it's free. Go and pick it up from Rossby's supermarket. Crucifixion or crucifixion? Free. Is the Bible God's word? Free. What the Bible says about Muhammad? Free. But you too, I don't use the word, too lazy. You're too lazy to go and pick it up. Or you're too proud, too arrogant. You don't need it.
It answers your problems, wallah. And it's so easy. It's like child's play. Once you know how to do the batting, it's like child's play. This being Christ, basi, being born miraculous, and miracles, it means nothing. Wallah, it means nothing. If you only know something about his book. And tonight, we have just given you something. This little booklet. I hope everybody's got it. Everybody's got it by now? Everybody? Yes? See? They're there. Please, before you go, at least pick them up. Yes, there are plenty here. Plenty here. We brought for you. Each and everyone should have one. This little booklet, little piece of thing, 12 pages, only 12 pages, 6 actually, 2 sides makes it 12, only 6 pages, 12 because you count both sides. 6 pages, 6 times 2 is 12. Otherwise, only 6 sheets, 6 sheets. You master this little booklet, there isn't a Christian born who can stand before you. Allah has given you that privilege. I give you this stone that you can crack the Jalut skull. This is that little stone that Dawud alayhi salam picked up when he went to fight Jalut. You remember? What did he fight with? A little pebble in his sling, and he cracked the Jalut's skull. This is that pebble, intellectually. This is that pebble, that little stone. Inside here, it tells you, very, very easy. It tells you how to talk to the Christian. You start. Any person you meet, you ask him a simple question. Innocent, very innocent question. What church you belong to? And it is so inoffensive. This question, what church you belong to? Because they are asking one another all the time, what church you belong to? Because there are 1,000 churches among the whites of South Africa. Maybe the color is the same. The African have got 3,000 different churches. So they always ask, what church you belong to? What church you belong to? So it's an innocent question. You ask anybody. No, he said, no, I'm a Muslim. I said, sorry, I thought, you know, you were a Christian. Because you didn't have the kufiya. You see, I don't know. You look like a color. We all look the same, don't we? We have among us, from pure white to pure black. The colored also, from pure white to pure black. From the looks, we can't make out who's who. It's only when we have the kufiya on. So, sir, I'm sorry. I thought, you know, you were a colored Christian. What church you belong to? So he gives you a name. Any name. You never heard the name in your life before. He's a Mennonite. You never heard it. He's a Christadelphian. You never heard it. He's a Mormon. You never heard it. Don't worry. Anything, he responds to your question. So what church you belong to? If he gives you an answer, that means he's your customer. Unless he says, I'm a Jew. Unless he says, I'm a Hindu. Unless he says, I don't believe in God. Then he's a different type of customer. But he's your customer. They're all our customers. But if he gives you an answer, he's your customer. So you ask him, well, you also believe that Christ died for your sins? Now that's a common denominator. Every Christian must believe. No man, there are 100 different, 1,000 different churches, but they all believe that Christ died for the sins. See, man is cowed by nature. He wants somebody else to carry his burden for him. I have a headache and you take the pill. I got a rotten appendix and operate yours and mine gets healed. This is man. Man is like that. If it can work. If it works. It doesn't work that way. But spiritually they say it works. They go and commit incest with their own little 3-year-olds and Christ pays for it. Hitler killed 6 million Jews and 40 million people died in the Second World War because of him. But if he believes in Christ, he goes to heaven. See, Christ paid for it all. This is their mentality. The greater the sin, they say the greater the redemption. The greater the redemption. The worst sin you do, then it's worth something that Christ died for you for that. You stole a pin, and he dies for that. What is it? You murdered somebody, then he dies for that. It's something worth something. So the greater the crime,
the greater the redemption. This is their philosophy.
Says, you also believe that Christ died for your sins?
He said, yes, of course. The foundation of his religion is that.
So, this little book tells you. So you ask him, who is this Christ? You see, because this word Christ is not a name. It's a title, like the Imam. Imam is not a name. We do have some name also, Imam, but generally, it's our Imam. I mean, anybody can do our Imam. Qari. Qari is not a name. It's a title. Muazzin is not a name. It's a title. Headmaster of a school. Headmaster. Mayor. These are titles. These are not names. So he said, who is this Christ? Christ died for his sins. He said, yes. He said, who is this Christ? He said, Jesus. Right. So Jesus is the Christ. This little book tells you that. Jesus is the Christ. I said, look, but when he was born, his mother didn't name him Christ, named him Jesus. Of course, we don't go into all the hair splitting. Said, look, it was not Jesus. This is a Latinized form of the Hebrew word Esau, Isa in Arabic, Esau in Hebrew, Yeshua, classical. Don't worry about all that. He said, Jesus, right, Jesus. Time might come when you start splitting hairs about this word Jesus. Okay, this is a concoction now. Jesus never heard the word Jesus in his life. He never heard the word Christ in his life, but that's not for you. You just take it, accept it. Who is the Christ? Jesus. When did he become the Christ? He wasn't born Christ. He was born Jesus. Because Luke chapter 2 verse 23 says, when he was 8 days old, he was circumcised. And named Jesus by the angel when he was in his mother's womb. He was still in his mother's stomach. At that time the angel said, look, when the child is born, give him the name Jesus. So he was named Jesus. When did he become the Christ? So it's all given here. When he became a prophet. When was that? You see, the book says that when he was baptized by John the Baptist, Yahya alayhi salam, they call him John the Baptist, in the river Jordan, and when he was pushed into the water and came out, a voice was heard from heaven saying, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. So from that day on, he becomes a Christ. He's appointed, chosen. Right? But the Jews didn't accept that. So they come to him. This book tells you. It quotes you 3 verses. And all you have to do is to memorize those 3 verses. I don't know whether you'll do it. I am taking the trouble. On the day of judgment, I'm going to stand before you all, before Allah, and say, look, Ya Bari Ta'ala, I earned all these, I don't know what you call them. Jellyfishes. What? I armed them. I gave them. I put the laddu in their mouth. Halwa in his mouth. I said, look, here, I got this already for you, my sons. These 3 verses, memorize it. Matthew chapter 12, verse 38, 39, 40. It reads, Master means Maulana, Sheikh, Imam, Master, Rabbi, Master, we would have a sign of thee. We want you to show us a mojiza. But Jesus answers and says unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, what's a mojiza? And there shall no sign be given unto it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man, referring to himself, be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth. That's all. That's all you have to memorize. In English, your English will improve. Then get the Afrikaans Bible. Ask somebody to write it for you. Say, Meester, ons wil graag een teken van u zien. Maar hij antwoord en zei, Verhalle, een slechte en oorspellige geslag, zoek naar een teken en zal aan, zal niet, zal geen teken, zal hem niet. Maar als die teken van die profeet Jonah, want zoals Jonah 3 dagen en 3 nachten in de beek van de grote vis was, zo zal de zin van die mens 3 dagen en 3 nachten in de hart van de aarde wees. In Afrikaans. So now you can hit the guy twice. You see, you are all bilingual. Learned it in English? So you can say, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights. Maar once was Jonah, 3 dagen, 3 nachten,
and do you die? Do you nachta? You're hitting the guy twice. You're hitting him twice, and he doesn't understand it because it's more entertaining. You say it in English, you say it in Afrikaans. Your English improves, your African improves. I learned it in Arabic to deal with Arab Christians. I learned it in Zulu. Umfundisi. Sithanda ukubona isibonakaliso esenziwe nguwe. Ngiyabona uJesu waphendula wathi kubo, isizukulwane esibi nesiphingayo. Sifuna isibonakaliso, yapha asiyukunikwa isibonakaliso. Kuphela isibonakaliso kukaJona umprofeti. Ngokuba njengoJona wayesesiswini semkhomo izinsuku ezintathu nobusuku obuthathu, kanjalo ke nendodana yomuntu uyakuba sebuthunjini bemhlaba izinsuku ezintathu nobusuku obuthathu. Then I go and bluff the Arabs. So Mfundis, he says, Ya mu'allimu nuridu an nara minka ayatan. Fa ajaba wa kala lahum. Jilun, shirrirun, wa fasikun, yatlubu ayatan. Wa la du'ta lahu ayatan. Illa ayatan. Yunan al-Nabi. Bi annahu kama kana yunanu. Fi qalbi al-Huti. Thalathat ayyamin. Wa thalathat layalin. Hakaza. Just like that. Ibn al-Insanu. قلب الأرض سلاسة أيامين وسلاسة ليالين. Look, this is your privilege. Wallah, the more languages you master, greater opportunities you get. You learn it in Khaza. You meet a Khaza fellow, say, what church you belong to? And then you quote him in English, quote him in Khaza. You meet the guy, fellow like you, bilingual like you, the colored fellow. You start again. Says, you know, this is, you see, in English, hit him, three, and three done, three nachtan. Wallah, what a pleasure, wallah, what a pleasure Allah is giving you. You can knock hells into anybody, wallah. There isn't a Christian born who can stand up to this little booklet. This little booklet. But I know, next time when I come, if I meet any of you, I know you wouldn't have done the job. We deserve to perish, wallah. We deserve to perish. We bring it on ourselves. Allah is giving you the opportunity. He's given you a deen that's to master, overcome and supersede them all. Bulldoze them all. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ No man, how much the mushrik might not like it. This is the destiny of his deen. You believe that? Let me hear, let them record it. You people believe that? That Allah has given you that destiny to master them all, overcome them all, bulldoze them all. You believe that?
Yes.
I'm asking the same thing to the Arabs. They also say yes. I say, is that why you sit on your backside doing nothing? You sit on your backside doing nothing because you believe that Islam is destined to master them all, conquer them all. That's why you sit on your backside doing nothing. You don't really believe. The proof that you do nothing is that you don't really believe. You are lying. Because if you believe that you got the laser gun, you don't behave like this. You got the laser gun, you can blast out people, the enemy, what they're doing to our children. You'll sit at home and you know start Subhanallah, Subhanallah, you're going to do the tasbih. You'll go. If you had it. But we haven't got it, so we behave what we are behaving. Like jellyfishes. Like everybody's punching bag. Like doormat. They use us like doormats. We behave like a doormat. Why? We haven't got it. I said, look, Allah is giving it to you. You master this little book. It's a start. Start learning to open your mouth. He's put some problems before you. Get another book. Master it. Next time you come to listen to me, he says you'll be able to remember things better because you are in the field. Like this, you only get entertainment. I know my brother. When these guys come to question me in the city hall, I'm told, you know, those young Malays sitting there at the back. One fellow tells the other in Afrikaans, says, now you watch this, did that give me this? An uppercut. Yeah, that's your pleasure. You get that pleasure. Say, now watch. My dear brothers and sisters, if there are any, this is the privilege of every Muslim. Wallah. Allah has given it to us. You do a little bit of homework and Allah will reward you a millionfold. A millionfold reward. That feeling it gives you that now you are in the trains, here, there, wherever at work, you are itching to start with the other fellow. What church you belong to?
You also believe that Christ died for your sins? Who is this Christ? Shh. Go to town. Go to town. And Allah will reward you, and the blessings and the feeling it will give you. Never mind physically, the other guy might be stronger than you, but you can bowl him over intellectually. Bowl him over. And he can feel it and you can feel it. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My dear brothers, if there are any questions, I'll be very happy to answer. Please, don't hesitate. Any questions you have on what I've spoken or anything else, by the way, any other problems in this field, I'm your man. Yes, by the way, the Holy Qurans are available. I made it easy for you all. You know, you don't have to start searching for them. This encyclopedia of 2,000 pages. Actually 1,920. 2,000 pages with Arabic text, translation and commentary and a comprehensive index. Whatever you want to know, everything on your fingertips. You want to give to your boss, to your employer or to your employee or to your brother-in-law who is still a Christian. You might have married a Christian girl, converted her. Your brother-in-law, your mother-in-law is still a Christian. Give it to them. But before you give, you say, show them how to use the book. Because this is an encyclopedia of 2,000 pages. In this modern day and age, we don't expect anybody to wade through this. It's too much. We can't even read newspapers. You know that? So, I said, you see, to the Christian, I said, you know what this book says about Jesus? He says, no. So open the index and the J, Jesus. Mm-hmm. First item, it says, a righteous prophet. He's a true prophet of God. Chapter 6, verse 85. Second item, under J, Jesus, his birth is described in two places. Chapter 3, verses 42 onwards. Chapter 19, verses 27 onwards. 23 onwards. So let's see what it says. Open it. Read it to him. Bismillah. Don't hesitate. Read it to him. You don't know Allah's kalam. The language, what he does to people. Those words of Allah, they are his words. And you're uttering them. No man, you can't do it like Qari Abdul Samad Abdul Basit. Don't worry about that. The words, the sound, the music of the language itself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa iz qalatil malaikatu ya maryamu. So behold, the angel said, O Mary, inna Allah astafaki wa taharaki wa astafaki ala nisa'il alameen. That Allah has chosen you, purified you, chosen you above the women of all nations. Your English will improve. Your Arabic will become more fluent. And sawab, 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 blessing for every letter that you utter, 10 sawabs. Blessings are all ours. My dear brethren, you become more fluent, become more brave, bold, do Allah's work, do Allah's work. You earn your living, whatever you're doing now, but by the way, tea time, lunch time, in the trains, wherever, get an opportunity, start, talk, and Allah will fill you up. Yes, any questions? Any questions? Yes, my brother. Yeah, I see your point. You see, Yahi, this will get too heavy for the Christian. You start with what he knows, his background. He says, Christ died for his sins. He says, where? How? Allah says, pull how to burhanakum. Whenever the guy tells you anything, ask, don't start explaining all about blood and about haze and all that. Shh, don't waste time. You ask him, where did you get this? He says, my Bible. So what does it say? Look, get my books. It tells you, this is the way. Don't start beating around the bush. Go straight for the heart. And inshallah you'll be able to penetrate through. Do a little bit of homework. This is alright, you know. When we have nothing else, then we talk about all that.
you know, about our Islamic hygiene, our cleanliness, you know, how clean we are, you know, when we go to the toilet, number one, number two, and all that. The guy says, look, but you've got no salvation. All this is filthy rags. All you praying 5 times a day or 50 times a day, he says, is like filthy rags. It's not worth tuppence. Because Christ died for our sins. Who died for yours? So, deal with that. What he's talking about, deal with the guy according to his background and experience, and use his own book of authority against him. Take his shoes and put it around his neck. His own shoes, put it around his neck. Don't go out of the field. The field, his, according to his rules, his book, talk about that. And knock him over. You can. And I'm showing you, so easy. Do a little bit of homework. Look at this. You won't have to know about all the other details. Yes, brother. That is correct. You see, the brother says now, the Christian says that Jesus died for the sins of the world. But there are contradictions. In the Bible, it says, "Desil wat sondig de moet sterven." The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. All that is still. That will all come. They will all come in due time. You don't need it. You just go for this, whatever this book tells you. This is like the instruction book. Like you join the army. Boy Scouts. What do you do? They say, come on, left, right, left. My son, I want to make him a general in the army. He say, hey, where does he start? Left, right, left. I said, look, he's passed matric. He's passed BA. Left, right, left. Am I right? Right turn, left turn, about turn. What the hell is that? I want my son to become a general. And with a right turn, left turn, about turn. No, this is discipline. Told you, master one little piece. The rest will follow. Don't be too greedy. The rest will come automatically. Wallah, everything will come fitting automatically. And everything you'll remember when to hit which blow. But first, elementary. Left, right, left. Left, right, left. I know it's monotonous. It's boring. But that's the only way. If you did boxing, you know how you do boxing. Straight left. How many times? Hundreds of times. If you do karate, what do you do? Hundreds of times, the same move. Huh? 100 times. Automatic reflex action. You don't have to think that now I have to throw the blow. See, I did boxing. And I know. You don't have to think. Go straight for the nose. You don't start thinking. When it calls for straight left, right, and then uppercut, right. It becomes a reflex action, automatic. Everything else will fit in. But elementary homework you have to do. There is no other way. No other way. Don't waste time. Try to be too clever, you will trip and fall. Don't be too clever. Just master one little thing and get started with this. That's all, nothing else. Every Christian you meet, you ask him what church you belong to. Man, the guy won't know what hit him. Right. Make dua. Yeah. Come.
Al-Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina maulana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arhamna bil Qur'an al-Azim. واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منهما نسينا وعلمنا منهما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم قال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الله صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن